As part of the centennial celebration at the University of Texas at El Paso, KTEP presents Minor Minutes. Today is day 36 in the countdown to UTEP's centennial year. During UTEP's early years, the school did not have the space to accommodate large groups of people for performances or special events. These events were held off-campus in the Scottish Rite Theater and the El Paso High School Auditorium. The need for an auditorium on campus was high, and the state Senate attempted to approve money for its construction. However, due to the United States entering World War II, these plans were postponed until after the war. In 1949, University President W.H. Elkins made efforts to have plans for a new auditorium approved. He visited several other college auditoriums to make sure that UTEP could compete. The plans were approved, and construction began at the end of the year. In May 1950, McGoffin Auditorium was finished. Named after El Paso pioneer James Wiley McGoffin, the auditorium housed the music and speech department and included both radio and video equipment. Since then, the auditorium has seen many changes. It was renovated in 1973 and in 1980, and when the Fox Fine Arts Center was constructed in 1978, it attached itself to McGoffin Auditorium. Today, McGoffin Auditorium continues to host a variety of university and community events, including theater, music, and dance performances, guest speakers, and assemblies. To learn more about the centennial celebration at UTEP, visit UTEP100years.com. That's UTEP numerals 100years.com. With today's Minor Minute, I'm Norma Martinez.